Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose.
Welcome to week 242 of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. Now, this is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and this is the show where we cross oceans and timelines and dimensions even, and we'll be crossing oceans and timelines today to join up with our special guest, the Reverend Tina Miller, and she is from near Madison, Wisconsin. Now, normally about this time, we join up with our Gary Moore, who usually co-hosts the show with me, but unfortunately, he's gone to the doctors today. So, if he's not very well, loads of love, light and healing going out to Gary. And we're going to be taking callers from wherever they call from around the world. Sometimes it's Brazil, Hong Kong, Singapore, all over the world. But anyway, before we actually bring our special guest on, Tina, who's going to be working with crystals. She's a minister and she's a Reiki master teacher and energy worker, and she works closely with people within the earth plane using very practical energetics and language so as to bring people closer to their own center and balance. So if anyone would like to call in after we've had Tina on to just tell us a little bit about her work, the call-in number for the show is 646-929-0461, and if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. So don't be shy, call us. We're nearly human, in fact, and we don't bite. In fact, we're being fed. Well, I've had my tea anyway, but I know that in other parts of the world, it's still afternoon or just around tea time. or evening mealtime, as you might call it over there. Anyway, before we actually bring Tina on, we're going to play a Michael Jackson track, and this is one she specially requested, and being that I love Michael Jackson so much, I thought, why not? It's called Heal the World, and this is so appropriate.
Think about the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them. Think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. There's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world.
For me and the entire. I just love Michael Jackson and especially that song. Heal the World by Michael Jackson, of course. Unmistakable vocals. Okay, then. Well, I'm not sure if we still have Tina online, but I shall just try, and if not, we'll get her back on any second. Are you there, Tina?
I'm here.
Oh, hiya. It doesn't look as though you are on my switchboard, but never mind. You're a phantom on there, but you're here in real life. And
yes.
You said you're from near Wisconsin, near Madison, Wisconsin. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah? Yes.
Brilliant. And is that where you do most of your work, around there?
Yes. I live in Caldwellville, which isn't nearly as happening as it sounds.
What's it called again? You cut out there when you just said the name.
It's called Partyville.
Sorry, you cut out again.
Partyville, just like a party.
Oh, party! Wow.
Yeah, but it's spelled with D's instead because it's named after John Party.
Oh, right, Partyville. Right. Oh, it sounds lovely.
Yeah.
It does sound like a very happening place. So you called them. I mean, we've called your episode today Crystal Working, and you wanted to call it that for a particular reason, didn't you?
Yes, that's because I do a lot of different types of crystal work. I don't just do crystal healing. I also do crystal readings.
Mm-hmm.
So crystal working encompasses more options, I feel. But yeah, I've been doing crystal work and crystal healing and crystal reading since I was very young. I started probably with crystals when I was about 12 or 13 years old. I was really pretty young. And I started with just a single crystal pendant, and I was learning how to use it as a pendulum.
Yeah.
I was learning how to focus my energies through it so that I could make changes in my life and the world around me. And I just found that I had an affinity for crystals, and it's just grown and grown and grown through the years to where now I have quite the little collection.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have a few, and they're very powerful, aren't they? I'm really good at balancing your chakras and balancing your energy because they're so calm, aren't they?
Yes.
And
absolutely.
You can actually communicate with them.
Yes, yes.
Brilliant.
Yep, I feel like it's easier to communicate with crystals than it is to communicate with humans a lot of times because the crystals, they don't have agendas like we do. So they're very clear about what it is that they do and what they want to do and their purposes. I like that.
Yes, yeah, good.
So
you are a reverend.
I am a minister.
Yes.
I have been an ordained minister since about 2002. I actually started training when I was very young. I was in my teens, and I was training through a few different churches, a Baptist church and a Nazarene church particularly. I was training for ministry and missionary work, and it was going really well. I really enjoyed it. I've loved religion and spirituality my whole life. I was raised Baptist. My stepmother's family was Baptist, and my father's family was Catholic, but I got raised with the Baptist half.
Yeah.
And they really instilled a lot of faith in me and really taught me what it means to be part of a church, what it means to be part of that community, what religion means, and a little bit about what spirituality means. But I decided in my teen years, I thought, you know, I really felt the call to be a minister more than anything else, because with the title of reverend, with the title of minister, it allows doors to open for you to do work that you can't do as just a regular human being. It allows you to get into hospitals and prisons and places of distress and pain and hurting, and help to bring about a little more spiritual healing. And even at a young age, I felt that spiritual healing was just as important, if not more than the physical body, more than the mental self, that you really needed to have an understanding of where your spiritual home was, where your center was. And so I started as a child to learn about what religion meant to people and what spirituality meant to people. And I found out very quickly that I wasn't really, I didn't feel comfortable with the Christian faith as it was being presented to me at the time. So I, of course, I did what every good teenager would do, and I rebelled. I ran away. So I ran from the church, and I claimed to be an atheist for about 3 years, and those were probably three of the hardest years of my life. I had no spiritual home. I had no spiritual center. I felt lost. I felt abandoned, and it was an abandonment of my own doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took me a little while before I realized that I did believe in a higher power. I did believe in energy, and I did believe in magic and spirituality and energy and love and faith and all these things that I had been raised with. It's just that I needed to have a whole new language for them. The language that I was given as a child didn't fit. So I started doing some research, and I realized that I fit in fairly well with the label of pagan, because pagan allowed me to then see God everywhere instead of in just a little box, which didn't work for me. I needed to have that expansive view of where God was and what God was and what God looked like and what God felt like. So about that time, I went online, and I went through what's known as the Universal Life Church, and a lot of people go through the Universal Life Church to get quick ordinations, really. And usually they get this for the sake of weddings or to do funerals or to do other things that ministers would do, but if you're not part of a church, you don't have access to those ministers.
Mm.
So I got my ordination through this church, and I took several of their classes, and then I took classes through another online school that's part of what's known as the Karelian Nativist tradition, which is a pagan organization. And I got a couple of clergy degrees through them. And I have been studying and practicing and reading and researching and communicating and getting education everywhere that I can ever since then, so that I can be the best well-rounded minister that I can be for the people who come to me. And the people who come to me for healing work. They come to me for compassion. They come to me because they have to have somebody to lean on for a period of time, and I love to do it. I love to be there for people. I love to be able to serve and to just be able to help people find their paths and help them find healing on their paths. And crystals come into play with that, because, like I said before, crystals don't have an agenda. Crystals have a purpose. Mm-hmm. And they do that purpose, and they don't have attitudes that go around it. They don't have, you know, they don't have little gossipy circles, and, you know, you don't make crystals mad. And so it's nice to bring crystals into my healing work and into my ministry work as a way of channeling energy, as a way of giving people touchstones so that they can take away something from our sessions that they can still hold, that will still remind them of who they are, where they are, where they're going. Even when I do crystal readings, I tell people that it's not that I'm doing, I'm not a psychic when I do crystal readings. All I'm doing is I'm helping you find your path. I'm mm-hmm. helping you put your feet on your path a little more solidly so that you can find your better healing, find your whole self. So, yeah. that's kind of the short story of how I got to be a minister.
Well, it is a holistic approach, isn't it? It's
it
mind,
is.
Body, and spirit, and everything all working in conjunction with each other, isn't it?
Right, right.
And especially if you want to maintain a really good balance for your health. And,
right.
and the crystals amplify the energy, don't they?
They do, and it's yeah. amazing how they do that. It's
Me
it's wonderful. I love it.
Me too. Okay, well, if you want to talk about anything else, that's fine. But if not, we'll bring a caller on if you like.
We could do some callers. We have a couple, right?
Yeah, we have three on the switchboard at the moment, and we have one from area code 484. Hello, what's your name and where you're calling from? You're live on air with Tina Miller.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Oh, what's your name?
My name is Tonetta.
Tornetta, and where are you calling from?
Philadelphia, PA.
Philadelphia, lovely. Well, did you have a question for Tina?
I do. I have a relationship love question, if that's okay.
Sure. Let's hear what you have.
I would like to know here if you see the man that I have been involved with for the last 2 years, his name is Daniel. I would like to know if you see him wanting to take this relationship to the next level and come and move in and live here with me.
Okay. What I'm going to do here, Tanetta, is I'm going to pull a half a dozen crystals, and I have a board that I work with. I'm going to drop them on the board, and we're going to see what they say, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. So let's see.
Now, would you be able to get a time frame by doing this as well, if it tells you that he is coming this way?
Possibly. Let me see what I see first, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So what I have here is I have in the beginning of this particular journey, we're going to start with lapis and we're going to start with selenite, all right? Lapis is the stone of sovereignty. Lapis is the stone that says it doesn't matter who's in your life or what position you're in right now, you are whole and you are royal unto yourself. This is a stone that tells you that it, in this particular situation, that while Daniel is a good companion for you, you don't require him to be whole and to be complete. This doesn't say that he needs to leave your life. This doesn't say that you need to change anything. But it is reminding you that you don't require him in your life in order to be whole and complete. You are already whole and complete. Okay.
Okay.
The selenite talks about purification and clarity and starting to make a new path to walk down, okay? Moving from there, we move into the place of leadership and movement, and we have a blue gold stone and we have a tiger iron. Tiger iron reminds you to keep yourself balanced, to keep your goals focused, and to not go too far one way or the other. Don't push too far. But don't let yourself be pushed too far either. It's very important that you maintain your dreams and that you maintain your creativity and your joy. This is where the gold mm-hmm. stone comes into play. But not only is it important for you to maintain that, but there is an importance that you continue to create that. You are constantly needing to create beauty and joy in your life. Don't ever drop doing that. Okay?
Yes.
Within your healer's circle, you have a carnelian, and carnelian is reminding you that you have a little bit of healing work to do yet before you're really, really ready for him to move in. So some of this is still your work before he's ready to make the move. The universe isn't really lining things up on his end yet as much as it's still trying to get you to balance out and to be exactly who it is that you need to be to make this a good partnership moving forward. Part of this is how you define yourself and how you define yourself as a woman and how you define yourself as a woman alone and as a woman in relationship, because those can sometimes be two things. Who we see ourselves as when we are just by ourselves is not always the same person that we see ourselves as when we are partnered with someone else.
Right.
So part of your healing work right now is in your definition of who you are.
Okay.
The wisdom corner, the only thing sitting in the wisdom corner is a piece of slag. And slag is a product that's created as it's an after product from a process that we do. And this particular slag is an after product from the process of iron smelting. When slag comes into play, what that is that's reminding you that it's time to take out some trash. It's time to get some things out of your life that are not serving their purposes for you anymore. And this is in your wisdom, so you're especially being told that as you're recreating who you are and redefining who you are and you're finding the beauty and joy in your life again, to remember that there are things to let go of. But as you let go of them, honor them and respect them for the role that they used to play in your life, because they were important at one time. It's just that they don't apply anymore.
Okay.
Okay. And then there is a piece of spiritual growth as well that you're working on. And this comes from the center of the board. And the two pieces in there are angel light and tiger's eye. Now, the angel light reminds you that you always have guides there keeping an eye open for you. They are always there holding your hand and standing behind your shoulder. And mm-hmm. the tiger's eye reminds you to have courage and honesty and truth in your life. So what I'm seeing here in relationship to your question, first off, about whether or not you see, whether or not we see Daniel moving forward and moving in with you, is mm-hmm. first of all to be very clear with him what your expectations are and to speak in a language that he can understand. Okay? A lot of times we speak in our own personal languages and we think that we're being clear, but we haven't stopped long enough to figure out if the other person is understanding what we're saying.
Okay.
If you stand solid in your own feet and in your own domain and in your own royalty and wholeness, and you are
mm-hmm.
truthful with yourself and you are truthful with him and you're courageous about speaking your truth, things will look good. Things will progress. There's a little bit of emotional and mostly emotional and mental baggage that you've got to kind of get rid of yet.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think that if you do that, I think that things will start to progress a little bit quicker for you.
Okay. Because I wasn't
Does that make
sure
sense?
At this point. Yes, I wasn't sure at this point if Daniel is the one that's going to be moving in and being my partner here. That's why I'm a little, you know, I'm kind of okay. like, you know, because he likes to seesaw back and forth. He's seesawing. He's on the fence, so to speak. And
right.
I really need him to get off of the middle of the fence and either come on my side of the yard or, you know, get. Because he's sitting on the fence now, and it's getting me nervous because I'm like, come on, you know, make a decision. So do you feel like he's going to make that decision and come forward, or?
Well, I think more what needs to happen is this is an opportunity for you to stand in your truth, because I think what I'm hearing from you is that you're doing the seesaw with him. And by doing the seesaw with him, you're allowing him to own some of your power.
Okay.
This is why when I start with lapis and I say you are sovereign unto yourself, that's
right.
what that means, is you don't let him have your power as far as will he, won't
mm-hmm.
he, will he, won't he. Stand up and say, this is my goal. If you are with me, come with me. If you are not with me, walk away so that we can both go in peace. This is where having
see,
the courage and the honesty and truth.
He, right, but see, he won't do that because I'll ignore him. I'll be like, okay, this isn't fulfilling me. And then next thing you know, he's texting me saying, you've been quiet. What's going on?
Right.
And then it starts a whole other cycle again. Then he's back over here, and then we're watching a movie or we're taking a walk in the park. And then next thing you know, after we spend a good amount of time together, he's back to ignoring me. He runs away because he's a Cancer. So he goes back into his cave. And I used to
right.
run after him, but I don't run after him anymore because I'm done doing that game. I used to run after him. What's wrong? What did I do wrong? Oh, my goodness. What's going on? Now I just let him go in his cave. I let it go. And then he comes back.
Well, he will continue to do this if you guys are partnered, you know. Even if you guys are in the same home, he will find a cave.
Okay.
Okay, so keep that in mind.
I know,
Be
but
very
I think
clear.
If he... Right, but if he lived here, I think I would feel less anxious. You know what I mean? I would feel
right.
a little bit better.
I understand that. I get that.
Because I don't know where, I mean, like, I had messaged him, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, listen, you know, do you want me in your future? And his response was, I don't know yet.
All right. So then the question for you then is, are you ready to wait longer? Because it will be longer. Because he's not ready. He's not ready for that type of a commitment yet.
I know, but
you
he wants all
better,
of...
Tonetta. You deserve better than that.
Right.
So you need to tell him, you know, that you deserve better. And
right.
as Tina said, you're a sovereign being in your own right. And I think the time will come. I think when he realizes that you don't need him so desperately, that's when he'll want you. It's because maybe he feels that you're a bit too desperate to own him that he's a bit worried, you know?
Right. And it's funny because, like, I can pick up, like, I was at work today, and I haven't seen him in about 2 weeks, and I can actually pick up his smell. And, like, I work with bleach and chemicals, so there's no way that his smell could be altered. But, like, I'm there cleaning, and I can pick up his smell just like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is. Is that meaning that he's thinking about me? I mean, what is that?
I think you've just, honestly, I think that it's coming down to where you have more work to do before you're really ready for him.
Okay.
And I think he's got a lot of work before he's really ready for you.
Okay.
Honestly. So,
okay.
You know, I still stand by that lapis. I even pulled an extra stone just to see what would come out, and turquoise came out. And that's the stone. Again, stand true, stand and say, this is what I need. Come with me. Or go in peace.
Right.
Because I think it's, you know, as he sits the fence, you sit the fence too. So one of you has to get off the fence and say, this is the way it's going to be. You know, and if you can stand up and you can say that to him, you've taken back your power. Okay? That puts you in your sovereignty again.
But then, see, he always comes back and starts messaging me 2 or 3 weeks later. I guess he can't stand it, and then he starts missing me, and then he starts messaging me again.
Well, and you just have to be strong with him and say, you know, look, I love you, but here's the deal, and this is the way it has to be.
Right.
You know, you have to be strong for yourself on this one. You're worth it.
Yes, you're worth more than he's treating you.
Yeah.
You deserve better.
Anyway,
I hope that helps you, Tonetta.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for your call. And we'll put you back on mute. And
Thank you so much, Tonetta.
And thank you, Tina. That was a lovely message.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll put you back on mute, Tonetta, and you can continue to listen if you like. And we'll bring another Skype caller on. A Skype caller, and who's been waiting for 26 minutes. So. You're live on air with Tina. Are you there, Skype caller? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, this is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hawaii.
Hawaii. And did you have a question for our Tina?
Yes, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I've been trying to learn, you know, more about crystals and working with crystals, and I was just curious as to what do you see, what kind of crystals should I be working with?
Okay. Do you have any on hand yet?
I have several, crystal bracelets made. I have a rose quartz. I have an amethyst. Some of them I can't even remember their names. I have the black, we call it black.
Like an onyx?
Onyx, yes. They're kind of like all made into bracelets that I kind of wear on my wrist.
Right.
And so... I don't know if I'm using them properly or which one should I be focusing on.
Well, I'll start with the ones you mentioned, okay?
Okay.
You said you have rose quartz and amethyst and a black onyx. We think it's a black onyx. Rose quartz is a really wonderful stone for heart work, for compassion, for kindness. It's a beautiful mother stone. When you think of the love that a mother is supposed to be giving her child, that protective hug, that holding, that kissing of the boo-boos, that listening to the heartache, you know, the late nights of getting up, the cool hand on the hot forehead, that's all rose quartz. That's the beauty of rose quartz. Rose quartz is also that compassion that you would have in return for a small child or for someone that you love, but it's not a romantic love. It's a compassionate love. Rose quartz is a great stone to have on hand if you're feeling stressed out, if you're feeling just discombobulated, if you're feeling like you need more peace rather than anger or stress in your life. Rose quartz is really nice for all of those. Amethyst is a beautiful stone that you can use to help open your crown chakra. This helps you to become better in contact with your spiritual self, your higher self, also with the divine, however you view the divine. So amethyst is a great opening stone. It's also a wonderful stone for people who have issues with bad habits or addictions. Amethyst is a great helper stone to keep some of those addictions and habits down, to suppress them a little bit. It's also a stone for clarity. And onyx is a great stone for grounding. Any of the darker stones, black stones, dark brown stones, anything that have like a metal content to them, are all wonderful stones for grounding. So when you wear these different bracelets, you take into account what the properties of the crystals are that you're wearing. And you also look at the fact that it's touching your skin. You are as close as you can possibly be to those crystals. So the properties that those crystals carry then is really embodied in you that way. I love the idea of wearing rose quartz and amethyst frequently. You get to have your heart open. You get to have your crown open. You view the world from a very, very different place when those two parts of yourself are open. Other crystals that are really nice to work with when you're first starting out, I like to work with clear quartz. Clear quartz will stand in for just about any crystal that you may want to work with but can't lay your hands on. I like to work with turquoise. It's a communication stone. It will help to open your throat chakra. I like carnelian. It opens your root chakra, and it helps you to find your core and essential self a little bit more clearly. Let's see. What are some other nice ones here? I'm looking through my little pile. Citrine. Citrine is a wonderful stone as well, because citrine will open up your solar center and help you with higher energy, more physical energy, not just energetic energy, but physical energy too. So I would recommend, if you don't have any of those, I would try and find some. They're fairly common. You should be able to find them just about anywhere in any kind of a shop. Honestly, when people are first starting, the other thing that I tell them is use your instincts. If you are feeling drawn to a crystal, take that crystal. If it's within your, you know, within reason, if you can afford it and it's not going to cause you distress, take that crystal home with you and get to know it. And the meditation, if we do a meditation later on, the one that we'll be doing actually teaches you how to go inside of these crystals and ask them what their purpose is for you. And it'll give you a little bit of guidance that way. But spend some time with a crystal that you're drawn to, and it'll be more than happy to say, hey, I'm here to help you out with this. And that's a great way to start crystals. You get to know them very intimately that way. You get to know them as if they were another person in your life. You know their name. You know their personality. It's how I get to know all of my crystals. Does that help?
Yes, and I'm trying to learn it and kind of get what it is, you know, get something or what it is
right.
that they're share with me or their purpose. Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, Jeanette, one of the things I hear the most from everyone that I talk to that's just starting with crystals or is only a couple of years in, the thing I hear the most is that they are so overwhelmed because there are so many crystals. And it just seems like we have a limited amount of time on this earth plane and so much to learn. And, you know, take it and put it into perspective.
Right.
Learn them one at a time. Learn them like you would people. You don't
right.
get to know the entire world of people, but you do have a select group of people that are very close to you that you love very much. Learn your crystals the same way. I mean, even if you think you know everything about crystals, there's still so much more out there to learn.
Yes,
so don't be don't be overwhelmed.
Right.
Hi. I'm so glad that helped you, Jeanette.
Yes. But thank you so much, and you guys
thank
have
you.
A great day.
Thank you,
Jeanette.
Too. Thanks a lot. And we'll put Jeanette from Hawaii back on hold. And thank you so much for that lovely message there, Tina. That was really good. And as you said, get to know them as you would a friend and communicate with each individual crystal. And as you were saying, if you meditate and meditate with your crystals, and this should help the first caller as well. I think if she meditates, she'll find her own space inside herself quicker.
Right.
Okay, and anybody else listening in who's having similar problems with a man? Because they do like, there are so many men now that won't commit, aren't there?
Right.
So we're going to bring on caller 541, if you're okay, Tina. Are you okay to take another caller?
Sure.
Hi, 541, you're live on air with Tina Miller. Have you a question, please, and what's your name?
Yes, hello, my name is Stan. How y'all doing?
Hi, Stan. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Florida.
South Florida. Oh, lovely. Did you have a question for Tina, Stan?
Yeah, I think I can come up with one. I've got a few crystals I hang out with. One that's been with me in my pocket for the last 4 years and gone everywhere I've gone is a piece of amethyst. I keep that in my right jeans pocket. And in my left pocket, I got a, I can't remember which one it is. It's one of the green ones. It's that's in my left pocket. And I have a piece of labradorite that's probably 4 inches square and an inch and a half thick that I carry with me. That's like my power piece. I've been traveling around the country the last 3 years, 4 years, after selling my house and getting rid of all my belongings. And I've been guided by my divine the whole way, and the point that I came to Florida a year ago, and that led me to a relationship that resulted in this baby that's sitting in my lap right now. And right now, there's been a lot of shifting going on with the energy, and I feel like something is presenting itself, a large shift is happening, some new direction is coming up, and I just wanted to know, Tina, what you might be getting around that that could help, like you get additional perspective on what I'm receiving.
Okay.
How's that for a question? Is that good?
That sounds good. Well, let me start with your pocket pieces. With your amethyst, you could be starting to manifest some spiritual change just by carrying it with you. And with spiritual change will come outer change, but the labradorite especially, when you have labradorite as your power piece, labradorite is all about change and transition, honey. So part of where you are with your journey as far as carrying these particular crystals, and I'm not sure what your green one is, but I do know green works with the heart. So part of what you're carrying around with you is this seeking for change. It might not be a bad time to set the labradorite aside for a little while and just be where you are. But let me pull some crystals and see what's going on the board, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's get a couple more in that one. There we go.
It's nice to have a gentleman on the phone as well, isn't it?
Right. All right. So I have a lingam stone in the beginning of this path. And the lingam stone is a river stone from India. It's particularly shaped to look like an egg, but it is a masculine stone. It is definitely about standing in your masculine power. And I think that you're starting to do that. You've put your feet down somewhere. You've put your roots down somewhere. You have a beautiful baby. Is this a baby girl or a baby boy?
It's a boy. He's, let's see, he just turned 6 weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that age. Oh. So you're definitely getting those masculine roots put down right now, and that's a good thing because you're not really allowing yourself to be pushed around by the wind anymore. So your transitions are going to revolve more around the core of who you are rather than just trying to find home, you know?
Right.
Your forward momentum has another type of river stone that I use that I call the pentacle stone, because it has a naturally shaped pentacle that's been woven into it through color. And it also has a blue tiger's eye. And the blue tiger's eye is also known as hawk's eye.
Mm-hmm.
So part of your forward momentum, so you've got your feet rooted in your masculinity. Who am I? As a man, who am I? So this is a little similar to the caller two times ago where we talked about her femininity and her womanhood. This is your manhood now, okay? We are identifying Stan as the man that he is now. Two things you want to watch out for. You want to watch out for your clarity of focus. Make sure that what you are shooting for is what you want, and that what you want is what you are aiming at. You will have help through this by having a clarity of your own personal spirituality. And this isn't religion. This isn't, you know, get to church and, you know, go to the right church. This is knowing kind of where you are in this universe and how you identify with this universe as a spiritual creation and yourself as a spiritual creation. So focus very clearly on what it is that you want, because some of this, I think, is transition for the sake of change, because you haven't really identified and focused on what it is that you really, really want. You haven't had to for quite a while.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in your healer corner, I have a piece of rainbow fluorite, and rainbow fluorite is a heart healer. What this is saying is you are safe. You are safe. You can be safe where you are. You can have love. You can give love. You can be loved. You can exchange that. You haven't really had that for a while, especially if you're traveling. You don't get to make the same kind of connections traveling that you do when you stay in one place for a little bit. So the healing aspect is saying, okay, now it's time to start addressing the holes that you've had in your heart and the cracks that you've had in your heart. We're going to address them. We're going to help heal those up, and we're going to allow for growth of heart so that you can have more love in your life. Okay?
Okay.
Your wisdom has a moss agate and a carnelian. Your carnelian, again, this is a root stone for you. So this is saying, again, know where you're planted. Know where it is that you want to be, and understand what home means to you. The moss agate says, we're going to start integrating the external aspects of your life, so your location, the people that are around you, you know, your jobs, your hobbies. We're going to start integrating these things with more of your internal self, the dreamer aspect of who you are, the lover, the man, you know, who you are on the inside that everybody outside doesn't really get a chance to see. These two selves are going to start being more integrated now. All right?
Okay.
In the center, in your kind of your catch-all, your spirituality aspect, you have what's known as a rainbow moonstone, which, funnily enough, this is another type of labradorite. It's misnamed, but it's a white labradorite. And we have another river stone. So you've got all these river stones in here, and river stones in and of themselves, river stones remind you of where home is. When you have the rainbow moonstone, this white labradorite, it's saying that the changes that are coming are going to be a little bit more gentle now. They're not going to be these big uprooting, going from caterpillar to butterfly, complete overhaul changes anymore. Now these are going to be more subtle changes, but they're going to be just as important. They're going to allow you to have more clarity. They're going to allow you to feel more security, more love, more compassion. All right?
Yes.
Does that make sense for you?
I really appreciate that. I'll be able to kind of play that back on the archives and spend some time with that. I really appreciate it, Tina. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Stan.
That's great. Yeah, thank you for your call, Stan. Stan from Florida. And call us back again in a while and let us know how you went on, won't you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
bye-bye.
Then. Bye. Well, we'll put Stan back on mute, and if we want to get the meditation in, we're going to have to try and rush it along a little bit.
Okay.
It's up to you. But we've got another call. I've been waiting 26 minutes, and it's from the area code 647. Hello, you're live on air. Could you tell us your name, please?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Danielle.
Danielle. Am I saying it? Danielle. Oh, hi,
yes.
Danielle.
Hi.
Lovely to hear your voice. Okay, have you got a question for our Tina?
I do. I'm wondering if you have any guidance or insight on me pursuing a new path that would be more in line with where I feel my heart lies, just in terms of the transition and, I guess, the success of the new path.
Okay. Transition and success of new path. Let me pull some crystals and we'll see.
Okay, thank
you. I write this down as I go so I have something I can look at yet. Okay, so let's see what comes out. Oof, that was a big handful. Okay. Okay, so it's starting out with petrified wood. Petrified wood is about patience. Don't expect results right off the bat. It's going to take a little bit for you to actually see the results that you're looking for if you're going to take this new path, okay? There will be changes. Part of the changes that you're going to see with this path is there are going to be people that – there's going to be a very strong divide, I feel. There will be people that will be very, very loyal to you and will love every move that you make and support everything that you do. But you're also going to have a few people that are going to start showing their true colors, and it's going to surprise you a little bit. Some of it will be good surprise. Some of this will not be good surprise. So keep an eye on the fact that you will have some changes in the people around you, okay? Overall, it may not feel great at the time that it's happening, but it is a good move. Okay?
Okay.
In your healer, you have the carnelian, which, again, this is – when it's sitting in the healer section for women, generally what this means is you are having a change in your definition of who you are as a female, as a woman, your feminine sense, okay? Mm-hmm. So there is a little bit of a shift going on with this as well. Now, your wisdom is packed full right now. I've got 5 different crystals in there. I've got the Apache tear, a cowrie shell, a gold stone, a river stone, and a cross stone. The cross stone is cross stone is just what it sounds like. It is the crossroads stone. So your wisdoms are coming forward. This is like your ancestors, and the universal wisdoms, and saying, yes, you are at a crossroads. Yes, you do need to make a choice, but you have to keep in mind that it's your choice. Don't let yourself get forced. You take the step, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Within that step, you have the river stone, which is saying, don't forget where you come from. You have the gold stone that says, don't forget your dreams and don't forget what brings you beauty and joy. You have the cowrie shell that's saying, in everything that you do, take 2 or 3 perspectives of it before you make the decision. Really see what it is that can happen for you. And then the Apache tear reminds you to honor the things that you're going to have to let go of, because there will be things that you're going to have to just say, you know, this doesn't fit anymore. It just isn't for me. So honor those things. Let them go as they need to go, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the center, there is yet another gold stone. There's a green gold stone, a lapidolite, and an ametrine. The ametrine is bringing together your financial self, and it's bringing together your spiritual self, and it's letting you make more of a unified front to where the money that you will be making, you will feel like it won't feel like, oh, I just went and clocked, you know, punched the time clock for this. You'll actually feel like your spirit can sing with the job that you're looking into, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Lapidolite gives you more of that spiritual support. This is the love from divine. This is the love from spirit. And then the green goldstone reminds you, don't forget to go outside and enjoy what's outside too, though. Don't get so wrapped up on, you know, is this the right path? Is this the right work? Go outside and breathe. Go outside and touch trees and grass and dirt and water. And remember that you're a part of all of that too. Remembering that you're a part of all that will allow you to make better decisions. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It's okay. Wonderful.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Yes, good luck, Danielle. And that was really great advice, Tina. Thank you so much for that. So thanks for your call, Danielle. And phone back in a few weeks and let us know how you went on. And we'll put you back on mute. And are you okay to take another caller, or do you need a music break or a comfort break, Tina?
We could do another caller. That would be fine.
Okay, then we've got one from the area code 540, and you're live on air. What's your name, please?
Hello, Tina. My name is Lynn.
Lynn? Where are you calling from, Lynn?
Hi. Virginia.
Virginia. Have you a question for Tina?
Yes, I was wondering what stones I should be working with.
What is your goal right now?
I've got a lot of things, but to get clarity and as far as a career changes.
Okay. What I would advise you working with for clarity, we'll start with clarity first.
Mm-hmm.
I would start with clear quartz. Clear quartz is okay. My go-to for clarity all the time. The clearer quartz that you can find, the better. In this case, a lot of that clarity in the quartz itself is sympathetic to what it is that you're looking for. So if you want clarity, you don't want a milky quartz.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? You can also use selenite for clarity.
Okay.
And you can also use the blue tiger's eye for clarity because, again, that's the hawk's eye. That's the seeing very clearly and seeing very focused.
Okay.
If you're looking for career changes, I would also say blue tiger's eye for the career changes because then you know what you're aiming at.
Okay.
Okay. For career changes, if you're looking to change career for money, I would look at citrine.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at possibly orange calcite. I would look at goldstone, and I would look at copper.
Okay.
What are you looking for a career change for financial purposes or for spiritual purposes? Emotional?
For all of it.
All of it. Okay. If you're going for emotional changes with your career, I would look into any type of a rainbow stone, such as like a rainbow jasper, a rainbow
mm-hmm.
fluorite, even a rainbow moonstone or a labradorite. Anything
okay.
that's going to have kind of that shimmer or that play of color, those will
mm-hmm.
all help bring about transitions. If you go with green ones or gold ones, you're looking at money. Okay?
Okay.
If you go with pinks or reds, you're going with issues of heart.
Okay.
If you're going with blues or light greens or pastels, like light yellows, light pinks, then you're looking at things that are less drama in the workplace. You want a place that's going to be more peaceful and compassionate toward you and your needs
mm-hmm.
as well.
Okay.
So that should give you a good start. That pretty well encompasses just about every rock I've got.
And
so
do you have any recommendations of where to go to get, to find the stones?
You know, a lot of larger cities will have a rock shop or two, and many
okay.
small towns will as well. You can look
okay.
for New Age shops. New Age shops will usually have crystals.
Okay.
I know that I find some on eBay. You kind of want to know what you're looking for before you go out on eBay, though, because
okay.
you don't always get what you think you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
But
the
I would
stones look, find us, don't they, Tina?
They do, and if you put out the radar that you're looking
mm-hmm.
for crystals, the universe
okay.
will find ways to put you in contact with ways of getting those crystals.
Great. Okay, that sounds like fun.
But
all
also,
right.
you know, you the other thing you can do is you can look in your area. I don't know how close you are to a large city, but
mm-hmm.
you can look for lapidary and gem and mineral clubs as well. And if you can get a hold of a member from those clubs, they will tell you every rock shop within 150 miles.
Sounds great. That's a great idea. Great idea. I'm going to do that. Okay.
Very
well, thank
good.
You so much, ladies. And I'm looking forward
thank
to
you,
hearing the meditation. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank
Lynn.
You. Well, we'll just take our last caller very quickly if we're hoping to get the meditation in because we've got a very limited time here, and we're running out very quickly. So now we have area code 843. Who are we speaking to, please?
Good afternoon. My name is Eddie.
Hi, Eddie. Where are you calling from?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Welcome to the show. You're live on air with Tina. Have you a question?
Yes. I'm feeling that my energy has been stagnated and I've been having challenges getting started with business. What kind of recommendations or assistance you can speak to on that issue?
Okay, so stagnation in business, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to want to be looking towards crystals that are going to be bright oranges, bright yellows, bright reds, okay? And if you're looking at business, I would absolutely start with citrine. Find yourself a nice piece of citrine. You want it to be a lighter orange rather than those really, really dark oranges that you can sometimes find, because the dark orange ones, a lot of times the dark orange ones are actually, they have been treated in labs for their color, and that's not their natural color. So I would look for a lighter, bright orange. I would look for orange calcite would be good for that again. Sunstone would be amazing for you to kickstart that that stagnation, that issue of stagnation, because the sunstone will come in and shine light on all the little dark spots that are blocking you up and allowing you to not really move. And it also has that really beautiful shimmer that will allow for fire and movement and transition and change, okay? So citrine and sunstone. I would also look to clear quartz because, like I said, that's kind of my go-to for everything. And then you might consider some malachite too. Malachite is a real pretty green stone, and malachite is a money stone too. Don't take fool's gold. Do not pick up fool's gold for this, because you may make money and you may make it quickly, but it won't be very satisfactory and it may not stick around for very long. So if you go with any of the metals, I would go with copper rather than pyrite. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the route I would go. Citrine, sunstone, copper, and malachite are all good ones.
Okay.
Okay.
I've been, if I may ask, I've been carrying a piece of hematite around for quite a while. I don't know why, but I have, you know.
It's a good
like
grounder.
A silvery color.
Yeah. Hematite is a really nice one for grounding. What I might consider doing if it were me is I might set that one aside, just like I had recommended with Stan earlier. I might set that one aside for a little bit and see if things change, because the problem with hematite sometimes is it will mire you down because it is so grounding, and it'll root you to a degree that you can't move. It's a beautiful piece, and keep it, don't get rid of it. But just set it aside for a little while and just say, you know, I appreciate the help that you've given me, and I'm going to set you aside with honor and respect, and we'll meet again. We'll talk again soon.
Okay.
All right? Because I think that
indeed
might be miring you down a little bit. It might be making you a little heavy.
Wow.
That's good advice there. You wouldn't think that, would you, Eddie?
Nope, definitely not. That's why I'm chuckling.
Yeah.
But see, it's still serving its purpose, even if it's miring you down, because the purpose of hematite is to ground and root you. So if you're grounded and rooted so much that you can't move, it's still serving its purpose. It's just not serving the purpose you're looking for.
Mm. Wow.
Does that make sense?
Truly, if I may, I had a necklace. I made a necklace, and I've had some old hematite pieces, and I put those hematite pieces in the necklace, and strangely enough, every now and then the necklace would break, and I kept putting the hematite back in, and it would keep breaking, so I stopped putting the necklace back together. So now I'm wondering if that's why the necklace kept breaking, because even though the necklace wasn't made out of crystals, it had green, you know, some of them colors you mentioned, green, orange, and yellow in the necklace.
Right.
But when I put the hematite in it, it would break, all, you know, quite often, but before I put the hematite in it, it would last about a year or so.
Right, and that's probably the hematite's way of saying, you know, I see your purpose, and I'm not serving this one.
You got your message finally, Eddie, from it.
Yes,
you stopped putting it back together because you finally got the message.
Awesome, awesome. I thank you all, and I'll definitely listen. You'll be on every week?
Well, we have different guests on every week, but we are here every Monday.
Awesome.
But okay, Tina will be coming back soon, won't you, Tina? Thank
sure.
you so much, Eddie. Yes, call
thank
us
you,
back and let us know how you went on.
Definitely.
Okay, then.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Well, shall we have a very short meditation? Because
absolutely.
We've just about run after, well, we've got a few minutes left, but very, very quickly, while we get Patricia Cora to call in the light, we'll light our candles. So I'm lighting my candle for peace in the world. And here's Patricia Corey calling the light.
We call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel and Ariel, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extra-dimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
If you have a crystal nearby, pick your crystal up and hold close to it. If not, come back later, listen to the recording with a crystal in hand. Visualize yourself standing in a field. You're surrounded by high grasses, trees. You can see the clouds, the blue sky, the sun. You can smell the earth. You can smell the cooking of all of the grasses, the wheats. You feel the breeze. You find before you a dirt path. You follow the dirt path. You can feel the dust of the path under your feet. You can feel the grasses touching you as you walk through them. You follow this dirt path to the opening of a cave. You look in and see a tunnel. And you follow the tunnel in. As you walk this tunnel of the cave, observe the walls. Observe the colors, the textures. Is it cool or is it warm? How dark is it? How light is it? You follow this tunnel until you start to see a light in a cavernous room at the end. You continue into this cave. You follow this path. You enter the room, and in the center of this beautiful cavernous room, you see a chair. On the chair sits your crystal. Walk to the chair, pick up the crystal, and sit down. As you hold this crystal in your hands, in your lap, you feel the crystal starting to grow, to expand. It becomes larger and larger. You set the crystal down on the floor of the cavern and you watch it continue to expand, and it grows larger and more beautiful, and it starts to envelop you and bring you into it. When the crystal slows down, you look around the inside. You're able to stand up and move freely, but you're also able to observe this crystal from its innermost form. See the colors, see the shapes, see the patterns, see if there is play of light, if it's cool or warm. Feel the essence of the crystal. As you stand within this crystal, ask the crystal, "Do you have any messages for me?" Or you may ask the crystal, "What is your purpose?" You give the crystal some time to answer, listening closely for the messages. As you listen, let any stray thoughts come and go as they need. Acknowledge any images that you might see in your mind's eye, any thoughts that it feels like coming from the crystal. When you feel like you have received a message, or you feel like you have received nothing at all, thank the crystal. Sit back down in the chair. Feel the crystal starting to get smaller and smaller, contracting, until once again it is small enough on the cave of the cavern floor to pick it up and hold it in your hands. As you hold it in your hands, again, thank the crystal for its messages. Thank the crystal for its time and for its love. You can stand up and place the crystal back in the chair. Thank the cavern for hosting this. And follow your tunnel back out. As you follow your tunnel back out of the cavern, out of the cave, and back into the upper world again, look around you. Have your walls changed? Has the light changed? The textures or the smells or the temperatures? You follow the tunnel back up to the bright light of the outside world, where you emerge from the mouth of the cave and back onto your dirt path. You follow your dirt path back into the field, where you can feel the grasses, where you can see the trees and feel the sun and the breeze on your skin. When you are ready, you can open your eyes and come back to the reality of conscious world. Take a deep breath, feel yourself grounded in your body again, and make note of the messages that you have received from your crystal. Thank you.
भर्गो देवस्य धीः भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात्।
Well, thank you so much for the beautiful meditation, Tina. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. I just had my microphone off.
Okay. Would you like to tell us about your website before you go?
All right. I can be found in two different places. I can be found at www.crystalsoulhealing.com. I can also be found on Facebook under Energy Work by Tina.
Energy Work by Tina on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay, and then, yeah, we'll look for you on Facebook. I'll look for you and send you a friend request. Anybody out there listening, please look for the Gold Ring Healing Fountain page on Facebook as well. And for my page, Jan Christie Drinkel, or my band page, Jan Christie. And next week, we have special guests, Jane Dawson, all the way from Scotland. Welcome return for Jane. And we'll have you back on as soon as possible, Tina, because that was absolutely fantastic. And we may want to have some people calling back in to let us know how they went on.
Cool.
Okay, so I'm just going to mute that just for one moment. And we're going to send love, light and healing out to all mankind all around the world. If we just join hands just for one moment, we'll just do that. Send healing out to Gary Moore and to all the war-torn places in the world. And if you have anybody that you'd like to send healing to, mentally say their name now or out loud if you like. And you, Tina. So join us next week for Jane Dawson, and hopefully we'll have Gary Moore back on with us. And we're going to play out with a new track of mine, if you don't mind. If I can just ask you to just listen for a moment. This one's called Opposites Attract. And I wrote this one for my husband, really, I suppose. So goodbye and God bless everyone. See you next week for Jane Dawson. And thank you once again, Tina, for the fabulous show. And don't go away, because I'll give you another date if that's okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Here we go. I met you.